Hey y'all.
Hey y'all.
Welcome to God's Girls.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Evelyn.
And in today's episode, we will be discussing everything that we'll be covering in Season 5 and what we loved about Season 4. If you like our podcast and want to join in the fun, follow us and comment. Listen to us on any of the main podcast apps.
The website for our podcast will be linked in today's episode description. Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
Remember to share this podcast with your friends and help grow God's kingdom.
Now, let's jump into our 10th and final episode of Season 4, the God's Guys series. So, as we said, in today's episode, we are planning on discussing everything that is coming in Season 5 and talking about what we loved about Season 4. First off, in Season 5, we have been planning this season for a little while now, and I think we've decided that we are going to have only adults on this season, and
we're doing like a series about like wisdom and like advice and things that we as teenagers can learn from and take on in our lives.
Because we feel that adults, since they have so much more life experience, will give us different kind of wisdom than people our age will give on the podcast. So we're having all adults. Not sure if we're going to have adult guys or just adult girls or mixed, but I'm pretty sure it's going to just be adult women for this season. Since we had all guys last season, we're going to switch it up. And we're very excited. We've got a list of people we are very happy to include in this season. We hope y'all enjoy listening to our conversations. But we have completely different questions coming, all biblical and theological based questions. Also, as Evelyn said, we will be incorporating advice into these episodes. We're just incorporating this into our normal podcast. It's not going to be changed into like, what's the best piece of advice ever? No, it's like that mixed in with a whole bunch of other questions. And we're very excited to give you the advice that they're going to give us, because I feel like this is going to benefit our lives so greatly, and the women we have lined up are very encouraging. All have had an impact on our lives in some way or another. And yeah, that's basically it for Season 5. Again, it's going to be called the Wisdom Series because it's all about advice and from adults. Again, we are not calling them like old or anything. I don't want y'all to get that from this, because like the Wisdom Series, people are like, oh, it's just like,
and anyone can give advice.
Yes, and anyone can give good advice. Yeah, I mean,
I'm not trying to offend anyone.
No, we aren't. We're calling it the Wisdom Series because we're talking to people with more life experience than we have had.
So Alexa, what has been your favorite season so far?
Oh my goodness, I'm honestly,
I'm sticking with what I say every time. The previous one.
I liked Season 3.
I think we're getting better as we go on.
I agree, but I liked Season 3 the best. I don't know.
It's odd to think that we've had 4 seasons.
Yeah, it is weird.
I remember, it seemed like just the other day we were on our first season.
Yeah, which is insane. We are at 3.2 thousand listens, y'all. Like,
yeah.
And it's been a year of this podcast. Insane. Well, it's about to be a year, and we're very excited to release our year celebration episode. We posted our first episode for y'all on May 30th, 2020. And May 30th this year is on a Sunday, so we're going to do a guest and a special little devotion and reaction to our old seasons and episodes. Basically, we're just going to be playing some parts of the old episodes and maybe talking with our family about like how different it is now talking to y'all.
What's your favorite episode this season?
My favorite episode this season was probably, okay, I loved recording with Jonah. The experience was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
We had a 2-hour conversation with him. I remember I had to post this on a Monday instead of a Sunday because it just was so long to edit this. And it takes forever to edit a 30-minute episode, let alone a 2-hour episode. I don't know. I think that's why, because the conversation was so encouraging and we got to use a recording studio for that, which if y'all don't know, we literally just use Zoom to record generally, and sometimes we use microphones.
Currently we're using earbuds.
Currently we're using earbuds, yes. Like, it's very laid back, and also as an encouragement for y'all, y'all can start a podcast just as easily as us. That's my favorite episode, but now I'm curious to know, Evelyn, which one's your favorite episode? Probably the one with your dad.
Wait, I forgot we had him on there.
Caitlin. Okay, probably not the one with your dad.
I think John. I really enjoyed talking to John.
Really?
Yeah, he acted like we knew the stories he was telling us. Like, I don't know if you knew them, but I did not know them. But it was nice to know, like I didn't know about his backstory and stuff. And I just liked hearing about all these things that I didn't know about that helped him lead into where he is now. And I think it was just, like, a beautiful story.
Yeah, I agree. John's episode, hearing about his story and what he's gone through in his life, was definitely really cool to know his background. I had no idea he went through all of that, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that was a great episode as well. Honestly, all of them were great, and it's so hard to pick a favorite, and we're not picking favorite based on favorite guests. We're just saying favorite conversations, just as a heads up there.
Mm-hmm.
But the one I got the most out of, for me, was Jonah's.
Yeah, I understand. What's your, like, favorite question to ask and, like, to receive an answer for?
Oh, that's a good one. I've always liked, what is one goal you want to accomplish in your lifetime, and do you feel that this goal is one God has put on your heart, or one you really want to do? And based on Colossians 3:23 and Galatians 1:24, I love that question, because I honestly always wonder what that person, based on their personality, wants to accomplish in their lifetime, you know? And what inspired that? Was it God inspired? Or do you just want to do it because, you know, why not? You mm-hmm. only live once. So, I've always been interested in what people say in response to that question, which is why I believe every episode I've tried to make sure we ask that question. It kind of shows you the person's personality, and it defines the person, what you want to be remembered for. What about you? What's your favorite question?
So, I have two.
Okay.
For different reasons. Okay, so, go-to Bible verse. Because I love hearing how, because a lot of people have a story behind why they like that verse, and most of the time they explain it, and I like that. I like being, like, shown verses that I may have forgotten about, and, you know, reminded that that is, like, a great verse. And, how have you seen the Lord working in your life? Of course, you know, main question. And because, you know, I love hearing the story. Okay, maybe not different reasons. I said different reasons, but no. But I like hearing how the Lord has worked in people's lives. So, I like seeing how he has affected other people's lives. How it's different for so many people because everyone's lives are so different. And I just like hearing everyone's individual story.
What has been your favorite God's Girls podcast seasonal cover you've done?
I gotta go find them.
Well, the first one was the one in downtown, just going like this.
Yeah,
the second one was against the mural that was green.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
The third one was us in the woods, I believe.
Yes.
And then the fourth one was the God's Guy series on the train. Yeah.
That train that was literally, it was on the tracks, but so far behind us. And we would turn around every single time we did a different pose.
We need to say the story behind this. Okay, so my mom took us. She always takes us and does the photo shoots.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go, we get the camera, we're all ready. And then my mom sees this train track. She's like, this is such a great idea. We need to take a picture on this train track. And okay, let me just paint this picture for you. We are 50 feet above a parking lot.
Yeah.
The wood planks that kind of make the track what it is are probably about, I don't know, 2-3 feet apart that you could slip through.
And there is a wood bar underneath each of them. Not underneath the whole thing, underneath each plank going across it.
So we could have fallen through basically to our death at any point. Like, I even put my foot through it and I was like, yeah, I could definitely fall through this. This is so wide. The gaps were so wide. And then you look at the other end of the track. And as Aiden said, there is a train fully working.
Like, the lights on.
Yes, sitting at the other end of the track. So my mom was like, hey, y'all got this. We get this great shot. I feel like this is going to be it. And we knew it would be it. But, it was terrifying.
Like, every single picture we took, we were holding hands just so in case one of us slipped or something.
So if I look very tense, if you zoom in the pictures, please don't. I don't encourage you to look at our faces in those pictures. Because there is a look of terror in my eyes.
But I'm glad we got, like, good pictures out of it. We did. At least it was worth it.
Yeah, and then we got off the track. 5 minutes later, the train starts moving.
We were, like, perfect.
Yes, screaming. I was like, but if it had, it took us forever to get on the track because we were trying not to slip. So if the train had started moving while we were in the middle of a picture, I don't know if how much time we would have taken, though, to get back off of it. So the Lord saw us through that situation, but that was the story behind that. It was by far the most challenging picture we took that day.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say my favorite cover is the first season. Those pictures we took January 2020, without thinking about doing a podcast, we just took them for fun, as a fun photo shoot, because we saw a cute little location. We were like, hey, Take this quick picture.
That's why our outfits are not
perfect. Yeah, that's why our outfits are just kind of chilled and laid back. But I feel like that was such a great picture to choose. It was, honestly, a really cute cover. And it's my favorite because it's very laid back. We weren't stressed over it. We hit 3,000 listens about a month ago.
Yeah.
Crazy. Insane. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for the support, y'all. I can't believe that in under a year we hit 3,000 listens.
Yeah. Please email us if you have any feedback and information that you think we should know.
We love reading y'all's emails. We do get them quite a lot, actually, surprisingly enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest, we take a while to reply, but once we see it...
Email us if you would like to be on the podcast, because we're always open.
We are.
For new guests.
Oh my goodness, I loved having Kayla on. We've never met her before, but we had her on. She entered the contest for being a guest. It was not really a contest. It was like we randomly picked people.
Yeah, we literally randomly picked
them. Like, I had them in a hat, like the names, the usernames, and I just pulled out three people or whatever. It was really fun because we had never met Kayla before, but she turned out to be such a great person.
Yeah, she's so nice.
And we stay in touch, actually, which is really cool. So if you want to be a guest, even if we've never met you, we just need to... Know that you want to,
DM and we'll consider Instagram,
you. We'll email consider us. You, but we aren't saying that we're immediately going to have you on the podcast. But again, season 5 is going to be only adults, an adult woman specifically. Mm-hmm. We had men on the last season, this season. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We hope y'all are very jazzed up for season 5. We're excited to have the Wisdom series where we're talking to adults again about the advice that they have for teenagers like us that, you know, are just trying to figure out how to live life best for Jesus. So that's the end of today's episode.
Thank you for listening.
See y'all next season. Again, this episode will come out, the first episode of season 5.
So not next Sunday. May 2nd.
May 2nd, 2021. Season 5 will begin. Sorry, I have not been posting on the Instagram for the past 2 weeks. I kind of was taking a little social media break from that. But this week, we will have a post. So make sure to go check that out at God's Girls Podcast on Instagram. See y'all May 2nd, 2021. Thank you all for listening to our podcast and supporting us. We hope you've been brought closer to Jesus through this episode.
Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review so know what you think.
Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
If you have any prayer requests or questions for us, go to our website and type it into our Contact Us tab. Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram.
Thank you all for listening, and as you know, we usually take one Sunday off between seasons, so the first episode of Season 5 will be coming out to y'all on May 2nd, 2021. We're very excited to release Season 5. We hope y'all enjoy it, and yeah, that's the end of today's episode. Thank you for supporting us through Season 4. We greatly appreciate it.